WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Two recent soul albums have caught the attention of our music critic Milo Miles. The Colored Section is by newcomer Donnie, and A Woman Like Me is by veteran Betty LaVette, who's been absent from the American music scene for years.
In the late 60s and early 70s, soul music was right in the moment. It was all about passion, love and happiness, as Al Green put it, and about newfound pride, respect, as Otis Redding said. Now that soul is venerable and on the margins of music, it's still about those things, but with a new twist. The finest soul records in the last year are about history, American history in the case of Donnie's The Colored Section, and personal history in the case of Betty LaVette's A Woman Like Me. Donnie comes out of the same neo-soul scene in Atlanta that produced India Arie, and like hers, his style might be called literate retro. No question his voice and music borrow heavily from prime period Stevie Wonder, sometimes too heavily. But fortunately, his lyrics draw on the Stevie of Living for the City, not I Just Called to Say I Love You. There's a certain bourgeois high-mindedness about Donnie's approach to alienation, love, and hardship, but he has a lighter touch than many. Instead of floating above materialism and middle-class privilege, Donnie prefers to skewer it. Although some of his love songs belong in the colorless section, Donnie is exciting in part because he's bringing a sense of history into the future. On the other hand, Betty LaVette's A Woman Like Me gains heft because it could only be made by a performer with a past. Her first release was her most successful. She was a teenager in 1962 when she cut My Man, He's a Lovin' Man, a top 10 R&B hit and as saucy as anything Tina Turner ever did.
My man.
Then there were decades of fizzles and false starts for LaVette. Strong singles with no follow-ups. Albums that weren't released. She was even a 70s Broadway star in Bubbling Brown Sugar, but there was no real room for her at the disco. LaVette's first American album in 20 years, however, is the finest comeback set in recent memory. Aside from LaVette herself, the key figure is producer Dennis Walker, who made Robert Cray's albums into modern blues masterpieces and wrote all but two of the songs on A Woman Like Me.
Coffee for my breakfast,
Walker also knows how to get a soul sound as close to timeless as possible. Basic, but not a throwback. Nothing trendy, but no nostalgia. Lovett's voice now has grit around the edges, all the better for reflecting on a life's worth of struggles and strains. The song sequence of A Woman Like Me suggests Willie Nelson's classic Phases and Stages, told from a female perspective. It's either a big breakup or scenes from a half dozen of them. There's a couple weather metaphors, temptation that won't stop, neglect that won't end, and Betty Lovett's right with you through all of it, first getting hurt, then getting angry, and finally getting even. Because, after all, living well is the best revenge on history. And right now, for both Donnie and Betty, people should be ready to listen.
Milo Miles lives in Cambridge. He reviewed The Colored Section by Donnie and A Woman Like Me by Betty Lovett.